Hey there, hey there,
Oh, wow.
right? So, thoughts?
I mean, 10 out of 10 butterflies. That was pretty
I mean, look at the material. You
good.
can be the
Flying
judge of
away.
it. You can be the judge of it.
Flying away.
Well,
Fly
like
like. Wow. Wow. I wanna fly away.
you're silly.
I don't know where I'm going.
Anyways, bam.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to
Hey.
Black Boy in Motion. Hey, turn up. Y'all
I'm Dolly
speaking right now?
Parton. Oh my
You got something
God.
to say, Seven?
Seven Cameo. Hi.
You never got nothing to say, huh?
No, because I feel like he's never said anything on the mic, but
That.
I swear to God, he's the most talkative cat I ever
Right.
seen. Because Seven's always speaking.
Right. And then whenever
Like,
the mics
he's
are
a
on.
crybaby boots. Like, I'm just guessing he's getting a lot of attention right now. Like, all the lights are on, people are in his general area.
Whoa,
He's like,
whoa,
okay, well, I guess I don't need everyone here. Can we all go back to our spaces? And I'll cry when I
Me.
need you.
So I don't have to talk?
No, because look at him. Like, look, he's thoroughly enjoying.
He loves sneakers.
He's always been a feet guy.
Yeah. I saw this thing on Instagram. It said, it was a book. It was saying, why cats paint. And I was thinking, why don't you let Seven paint?
Because, a multitude of reasons.
Okay.
One, we have a shitty cat.
Okay.
So, Seven wouldn't even want to do that.
He
He's not
wouldn't
that
paint.
type
He
of
wouldn't
cat.
want to paint.
He's not that type of
But
cat.
you don't let them, like, it's not only a canvas. Like, it could be the fridge or it could be the
Okay, reason
wall.
number two. Who's cleaning the fridge and said wall? Reason number three, carpet.
But.
Reason number four, who's gonna clean the fridge and wall and carpet? And number five, how are we gonna explain to our landlord, oh, the reason the permanent cat paw prints can't leave the wall is because we wanted to see our cat paint.
I got you.
Okay, yeah, so.
So one,
Yeah.
you never erase art.
Okay.
It's staying. If Seven put it there, that's where it's meant to
Okay,
be.
rebuttal number.
Wait, can I
Okay, let's.
finish?
No,
Can I
no, no,
finish?
let's
Wait,
stop
can I
there.
finish? Can I
No,
finish?
let's
I'll
stop
let you
there.
finish, though.
I
I'll
know
let
you
you
know
finish,
I'm
though. I'll
not
let you
done
finish,
yet
though.
because at the same time, you're like, all right, art can stay. Art can stay. However, comma. Who's gonna pay the bill for when it can't stay?
But why it's gonna be a bill. They're gonna be like, oh my God, Seven did that? We're selling the whole unit for 3 million and we're giving you a percent.
I want you to tell me who's the landlord?
It's not the landlord. You need an art inspector, an art connoisseur to come in and
They from
look at the
TikTok?
art. No, they're
They're gonna be like,
not.
look at the size of that paw print, man.
Someone could come in from TikTok and be like, oh my, I want to buy this place from you just for that.
Okay, fair.
You never know Seven's potential. I'm just saying, let him touch some paint.
Babe, do you wanna draw? He's not even looking at me. Like I'm gonna take that as like
Just a hard
hard
pass. You don't
no.
think Seven is
Seven.
a type the type to
Seven.
painter?
Do you wanna draw?
No.
No, I don't.
It was just a thing, man. I was just trying to see.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, that I think we're getting the right direction.
Right,
But
right,
I
right,
think
right, right.
we Seven has a hidden talent. I feel like Seven could talk. Like I'm being so real. Like I sometimes think like Seven knows exactly what the fuck I'm saying to him, and he's looking back at me, and he's gonna say something.
Maybe that's his thing.
Like dog with a blog. What if Seven
Yeah.
has a blog about us?
He might have a
That would
Finsta.
be so fucking fierce, though. Honestly,
A Seven Finsta?
if I woke up one night
You got a request from
and Seven
Finsta
No,
request you.
Seven's on live. He like, I'm bored. What y'all doing tonight? Like,
Alive,
all live,
please.
ultimate.
While
I would just be
you at
behind.
work,
No,
it's
literally,
like,
I would
I'm
just
not
be
seeing your
behind.
joints.
No, I would just be behind him, like. How humiliating is this for you? This is
So we have a special guest.
Yeah, we have a special guest. Our favorite guest in the whole entire world.
Per.
Can you?
Anything to say? Where I was asking Al, and this is a question for you too. If you would let Seven paint, or when are you guys gonna let Seven start painting? I was getting the same response from Al, and I just believe that everyone should have a creative outlet. Without speaking, I
definitely agree. No, I get what you mean.
I think Seven's creative outlet might be bird watching, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he might dabble in the arts.
He could have a creative outlet.
Right.
Possibly painting. I see that. I see that. You know, I'm artistic.
Right.
He takes after my namesake and that.
Of course.
He's also very athletic. Takes after him and that namesake. So, I think I see it.
Right. I think I'm going to have to... Seven up with a studio session. Maybe not here.
Oh yeah, no, we want to run a studio.
Yeah, we'll go to 650.
But again, the damages. Who's paying for those damages? Like, do they?
Seven's art will pay off.
Okay, but do you think they want that in there?
Seven's art, 7,000. That's how I'm. That's how it's going.
That's
Seven's art, 7 million.
Do you think? But okay.
Seven's art, 7 billion. That is just going.
What do you
up.
Think Seven's gonna? What is his potential paint like? I, but the, no, you know what I think we should do first. I think we should take him to therapy and have him draw his feelings.
Okay, that's actually pretty good.
Yes, I'm gonna get the button.
Guys, they want to make Seven self-aware.
Okay, but like, no. But the day when he's like, kill me, I'm gonna be like, exactly. Seven, babe, I'm not killing you.
Exactly.
I'm gonna be like, oh my god, this is so weird. He's pressing the wrong buttons. Oh my god, look at Seven him. He's so silly and cute.
He needs to be a silly cat and not self-aware. I think, I'm no on the buttons.
Hi, Bobo.
I don't live here.
I'm also no on the buttons.
But I think, I don't know if you're gonna get the turnout you want. Yeah. Like, I mean, maybe with the buttons, we can see if Seven wants to paint. But I don't know. Right. Okay, pop artist Seven. Or you think Seven's a rapper, R&B, like, you know. You think Seven is like the Brent Faiyaz of the cat world.
Why would you even say that?
I'm just saying. What's wrong with Brent? Were you not Team Brent?
I mean, I just wouldn't want to put that name to my cat.
So, like, Michael Jackson?
Yeah. I mean, if you think an iconic, I mean, I was thinking more like Lady Gaga or something.
Okay.
Like, I was thinking he's more like the Beyonce.
I mean, I would just...
Like, low-key icon.
That's what I was saying. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't think that's a low-key icon.
No.
Prince is really up there. I feel like everybody knows Purple Rain, but everybody don't know Missing Out.
I just want y'all to know right now, Seven's gay. So
okay.
That's what I'm saying.
The list is short. So we gotta pick from the short list.
Okay, so
Saucy Santana?
Wow. Well, there you have it. Boom. There it is.
Because
well,
I think Saul Santana is a great artist. Wait, is Saul Santana not up there? I did not.
Crazy, you know what's crazy? I want y'all to know that. Trey told us that we should put Seven in a Santa costume. He ain't think of nothing.
In December.
Oh yeah, you should put him in a Santa costume.
After
Trey goes, oh yeah, he's just a big cat. And Trey goes, yeah, you should put him in a Santa costume.
Okay,
be real. Now you call him Saucy Santana because you're trying to say he's big. Okay, word. Okay, work. So I just want y'all to know what Trey been doing this. So I need y'all to know that off camera. I just want y'all to know who he really is. Go ahead. As you were saying.
First of all, I literally was not even thinking about Saucy Santana's weight. But now that you bring it up.
No, he said, oh, but now you. Hold on.
That is so
hold up, y'all, because I just feel like he's calling my cat big.
It doesn't relate because Saucy Santana is still a big artist, period, and Seven is still a big rapper.
Oh,
so I think Seven's a rapper.
Well, I think Seven's a girl.
I think Seven's a doll.
I think he's Nicki Minaj.
Is it giving Nicki Minaj?
I think so. Quite frankly, I'm stamping it. Like, I'm trademarking.
We need
that.
The pink
Nicki Minaj. You give him the pink.
We need the dye Seven pink.
The way my whole fucking bathtub is gonna be pink. Like, stop playing with me. We got to do that in the fucking barrel or something.
I think that will be lit for Seven, like a pink, and then like put Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I could see a Pink Panther kind of thing.
The
That'd be
pink
cute.
Print on the side of Seven.
But I don't think here. No, I can't really show him off like that.
No, at the B&B for sure.
Yeah,
they're gonna be like, "What the fuck happened?"
I'm gonna say, "I don't give a fuck about their carpet."
They're gonna be like, "What the fuck were you doing in my house?"
I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Like, I think I was reaching my clothes. I think I was reaching my clothes and something happened. I don't know. There was an explosion."
I'm on a sponsorship. Like, stop! Oh my god.
Please, no, yo. How do you wait? Okay, how do y'all feel about Verbo? I think right is Verbo the other one.
Verbo. Oh my lord.
Oh, Verbo. It's like where you could. It's like Airbnb part two. Like they let you rent houses though, but for like months, basically.
Oh, I'm about to start doing
so.
That.
But how do you feel about Verbo?
Maybe on the road.
Like, how you feel about Have you ever been to a Verbo?
No, I didn't.
You never stayed at a Verbo?
No.
You never booked a Verbo?
What the fuck? I never even heard of a Verbo till right
no,
now.
No, I'm talking about blank.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I'm using Verbo. The code word. Yeah.
Oh, why is that the code word?
Because that's the other website.
I know, but that's the other website.
Mm-hmm. It's
I'm
Verbo.
I'm literally crying. Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, yeah, we have rented a Verbo.
And have you had any bad experiences?
No.
Yeah. I mean, but even when I did, I really haven't rented a lot of Verbos in my life.
Mm.
So
I have, yeah, sadly. No, I have rented a few Verbos before, and I've never had, like, anything bad happen. Like, I've had, like, some people be like, yeah, this did not happen, but I never got locked. The only bad thing that ever happened once is me and Nay went to PA for our 2 year. And it was like a snowstorm that weekend, and there was no heat like downstairs in the place. Like, it was not. It was only upstairs.
Oh, well, I would have been upstairs the whole time, babe.
That's but like we had to cook and like
wow,
you know
this
like
been real awkward.
It was real awkward. Like we didn't want to go downstairs. It was so cold. But that was the only like it wasn't the owner's fault really because yeah. Like you know. But that was the only bad experience I had with her. But
no, I mean, I'm bad experience. I think.
Mhm. And they've all been like nice and
yeah.
Yeah. I want to earn own a Verbo one
well,
day.
Hot tub was not cold. I mean,
I did not know that could be a thing because I'm currently looking for a Verbo with a hot tub.
Why are you looking for a Verbo with a hot tub?
There's a whole bunch of trips that are getting planned. Like me and Nayeli just like going on trips, but. I really want a Verbo with a hot tub because I never had one.
No, because that's really crazy. Like, I call you and you're like, oh, yeah, I can't. Me and I are going to New Mexico next week.
Right, like.
Like, all right.
But right, the thing is, we want to bring y'all, but, like, would y'all even be down to take a, like, 600-mile-plus drive? Like,
I mean, yeah, who got the RV license?
No, it's not an RV. It's the Nissan Rogue. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, no. Well, listen, I'm okay. I don't know how to drive.
That's what I was telling them.
No,
like,
I'm okay. I don't know how to drive, so I'm okay.
I don't give a fuck about miles. I'm sorry, Mom, but, like, I run up all the miles. Like, yeah, Mom. I run up the miles.
Oh, my God. This is so meta. Oh, my God.
No, but I just love, like, going to different places, especially down south. I'm not, like, a big city. Like, I love, like, the city. Like, I love visiting New York from time to time, but, like, I like staying out in the country from time to time, too, because be getting a little, like, once you go out there for a little bit, like, bruh, it feel like damn COVID. Like, there's no lines, no traffic. Everything is cheap.
I've never been anywhere besides New Jersey.
We got to go to Florida this summer. We got to take the road trip. We're going to do it for your birthday. It's stamped. I'm saying on the podcast, so then we can do a podcast in Florida. You want to go to LA for your birthday?
We're supposed to go to UK. But, well, no. Well, yeah, that was originally. But then, yeah, but now we want to do a skating party. Mm. Everybody traveling to Florida?
I mean, who's going to go to the skating party?
I don't know. Quite frankly.
Oh, yeah, don't air it out. Yeah. But I think you should take a road trip with me and Nay to Florida. And then we go to, like, the Disney World, the Universal, and, like, have, like, a little Florida week.
Yeah, I want to go to Disney.
I mean, just let us know. Because we have a Universal ticket anyway. So we don't have to go this summer, but we got to go before next year.
We should definitely go, though.
Yeah, we should. No, I'm trying to stamp it, like, right now. Like, I'm trying to...
We can go at any point.
No. It got to be in the summer, so it's, like, late in Florida.
Let's go in July.
July 1. Pick a week. We got to go for a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
And we'll get, like, a mansion Airbnb. Splitting it is going to be dirt because... Well, we got to make sure it got... We're not going to say too much, but we got to make sure it got good reviews because some of them be scamming. And especially in Florida... Man, you know, bro, But did you hear the new law that they're passing? If you call somebody racist or homophobic, they could sue you.
Fuck you.
For $25K.
Kiss my ass.
Starting.
Kiss my ass.
Like, what is Florida?
See, that's why I can't go there. Never mind. Yeah,
like, Florida is crazy. I'm listening.
You're a fucking homophobic, racist.
Florida is a different world. Like, I'd rather go to Texas.
I like Miami. It's cute.
It's your Miami, and I can't remember my stack up.
Miami's cute. I've only been to, like, a couple places.
Mm. I just want to go somewhere with drag queens. How about that?
Let's go to Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago.
Wow. Good ramble, guys. Let's get into the first topic.
Oh, God. Now we have a structured podcast now. A topic? We're going in.
No, I listened to this other podcast. They kind of ramble for a bit before they even get into the... And I kind of like it. The first episode I listened to, I was like, dang, these niggas talk a lot. Like, are they ever going to get to the story? But we don't got no story for y'all, by the way. We about to still probably ramble on more. But it's listed. It's orderly ramble, yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead.
You got the. We need the pink iPad.
Oh, okay. Let me get my pair pad, guys. Sorry, I gotta take.
You really should get a pair on it.
I know. I want to get a pair case.
Yeah, you really should. Let me go on Amazon. Okay, wait. Not right now.
Okay, but wait. Yes, right now.
Wait. Let's see the topic first.
No, the first topic is passion.
Passion?
Yeah, passions.
Oh, okay. I was actually thinking about that today. I think I'm very passionate about clothes. Like, I think that's why I'm supposed to be here. I think that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And I think it's clothes because ever since I can remember, I've always been worried about my outfit. I've always been worried about what I'm wearing. I'm always, like, it was always, you know, on the back of my mind and something I did before I left the house. Like, I always, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if the fit was trash, I knew that I was putting on a trash fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, but I think my passion is clothes. Like, I'm really, even though I don't know that much about, yeah, but I don't, you know, there's depth of passion.
Well, it's not about, I'm thinking about, like, knowing that much. Because, like, I think I have the same passion along with other passions. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, I'm interested in clothes too, and, like, fashion, and fashion design, fashion history, and stuff like that. I think it's, like, I don't know, for me, fashion is fun because it's about personal style, mm-hmm. and it's, like, about building your own personal style, making yourself your own type of character, and I think that, for me, that's the way I translate my gender a lot of the time, mm-hmm. And that's important for a lot of people's expression to get out there, you know what I mean? So, even if it's, like, you know nothing, start with what you know, right. Make what the fuck you can, mm-hmm. and show your work, you know what I mean?
What's your passion? What are you passionate about?
I'm passionate about hard work.
Okay.
Quite frankly.
Hard worker.
Yeah. I'm passionate about just being hard working and money.
ever since I knew Al, he's had a job. Not, like, but, like, since probably the middle of high school, he's had a job.
Anytime I could get a job.
Right, like, when he was able to, I should say. Ever since I knew Al, when he was able to get a job, he had a job.
I'm really passionate about. I wouldn't
to cut you off, but to give you, like, your flowers. Like, not even, like, work, but, like, even just, like, dancing. Like, when we got suspended in freshman year, like, but he was booked and busy during a dance show. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying, hard work as well. You know what I'm saying?
Been a detriment.
Right, but.
Sorry to say, girls, but a lot of dances would have been cut. Okay, honey? So, let them be.
Like, that's hard work. But, like, to be doing all that, and, you know what I'm saying, still maintaining school and getting suspended. Like.
I don't know, like...
Clap it up.
I just think, like... Oh, my God, thanks, by the way. So nice. I just think that I really want to get what I want. At the end of the day, I really want what I want.
She and her move.
And I'm going to do what it takes to get it.
Get money, too.
That's it. Like, if I want that Telfar, I got to work for it.
Like,
if I want that iPad, you got to go to work for it, honey.
Like,
you
boom.
Know? Like... So that's just get how up. I feel. Like, I'm passionate about getting what I want. So in order to get what I want, I gotta work hard. And it don't come easy. Huh. Sorry about
exactly.
That. Yeah.
I mean, one thing about Al, everything he wants, he gets, to be honest. Like.
Yeah, that's why it's kind of hard for people to give me gifts.
Yeah, it's like a downside of being Al's friend.
Because I just kind of, I don't know, if I wanted it, it's probably already had.
I just gotta get you something random.
Yeah.
Like.
I kind of really like a tchotchke. I'm a huge fan of a tchotchke. If you don't know what that is, that's like a novelty gift. Mm. So like a gift like a watch with our picture on it or something. Mm. Like I love like novelty gifts I can just like put. Yeah, like I like knickknacks, like mugs and you know, things like that. Which is why I don't really, when people ask me what I want, I don't really want like big stuff. I want like a new pencil case or something.
Right.
Do you want to tell everyone about your doll?
I think I did.
I know, but you can still touch on him again. I mean, you have it here in the moment. You know, she's wearing her goggles. She's ready. She wants to be heard. She wants to be heard. Oh,
I got it, sir.
Her
name is Felicia.
Wait.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for coming to my doll collection show. So... Her name, I wish you guys could see me because that would be fierce, but she's going to tap the mic so she can introduce herself. Okay.
She said it with her eyes. Oh
right,
my God.
Yeah. Please. So her name is Felicia. She is fierce. She is stunning, I want to say, 6'1 in doll size. She is a Bratz doll.
6'1, pretty fierce.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, 6'1.
Okay, not too much. I was in the process of brushing her hair, but she is wearing it's a Molola doll exclusive. Love that for me. She who shall not be named got it for me. So that's that. Yeah.
Who can say who Everyone give it up for Felicia, like...
Yeah, she's really kind. Like
she really slayed.
She has, like, 40-inch bundles where, like, all in yellow, highlighter yellow. She has these goggles. Gorgeous.
Yeah, she slayed.
Nikki would approve.
Can we get a zoom in on the goggles?
Okay. I'm looking extra hard for you guys right now.
Oh, what to say? Can we get a little commercial dress? She's slaying. Oh.
She got a penny on.
She's I know, lazy. But whoa. I want to say whoa, though. That's kind of whoa. I didn't expect her to give us the Ice Spice pose.
Yeah.
She's kind of got
I didn't know she was in her mood.
No, her interview was crazy right now. Like, this shit gonna go crazy on YouTube.
How come we don't already show it?
Like,
I feel like her and Ice Spice would be sisters. You know, she got the short little curly. She got the long straight. Like, that's kind of...
How do you guys feel about the North video?
I don't give a fuck because, like everyone else is saying on Twitter, we were singing birthday sex at North 8. So let's just be real.
Right. Let's just be real. But the video wasn't online.
Okay, but that don't negate. It's still happening. But
there's so many weirdos. Like, I don't think they're out there.
There's so many weirdos. I'm about to say there's weirdos all in your family. Like, right. At the same time, like,
but 4.5 mil, like, just for example, like 4.5 million eyes. Like, I feel like that's like, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, but 4.5 million cannot be 18 security guards.
Well,
inside and outside.
I'm not saying that she shouldn't have done it, or like, I'm not saying shit. I'm not saying she shouldn't have been Ice Spice. Like, I'm not saying the whole, like, nothing, you know what I'm saying, should change. But I don't know. I feel like TikTok is like crazy. Like, I feel like it's like giving kids like a whole nother influence. You feel me?
Yeah, that is true.
Because
but I feel like what people are doing habitually is doing that thing where they call black girls fast. They do that thing where they, you know, try to, like, make them feel bad about their habits, even though that's not... You get what I mean?
That's
not
that's what I'm saying. But at the end
no,
of the
but
day,
the thing is, like, I don't think North, like, ever thought, like, you know what I'm saying, what she was doing was, like, and what she's doing wasn't bad. There's nothing, like... In both of those videos, that's like, oh, like, she's acting crazy right now. But it's just, like, like, I don't think Ice Spice should be a 9-year-old's, like, role model or somebody that's, like, they're trying to recreate. Especially with, like, the Ice, bro, the character. I know.
Since I was 10.
But...
No, but my thing is...
Give a whiplash, yes. Correct.
Yes, and but, you know what? And my mom had it on full blast. She let me sing along to it.
In the radio, all on, in the fucking passenger seat.
But my thing is also, at the end of the day, let a kid be a kid. Like, we cannot help.
Right.
We cannot be...
They do not know what they're saying.
That's,
right, that, exactly.
Also, about media I get what you're trying to say, though. It's about, like, how they're presented on the media and how many people are bringing attention to that.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not even her doing
that.
That
community and their influence online... You're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I mean? You're giving them attention. And that's feeding whatever fucking ulterior motive that they have.
Right.
That's part of those 4chan weird ass niggas.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that at the end of the day, that they could be a kid. And also at the same time, it's kind of like I said, we always just singing whatever.
No, definitely.
And Ice Spice didn't ask to be a role model. She didn't say.
No, yeah.
She did not say, you know, dress up and envy me. No, North was decided that was something she wanted to do. And if her mom said that was fine, her mom obviously seen it. Her mom didn't tell her you shouldn't have done that. So at the end of the day, I can't tell her how to raise her kid.
It's a problem because she's not showing her ass or doing weird shit. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
She's being a little girl. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's not weird. Being a little girl, she's dressing up as Ice Spice. She literally wore that like fake ass fuck ass
wig. No, the fake ass chain. I'm about to say that fucking
like,
flat chain that she drew. Like,
right,
like, that's just stop. Like, y'all doing not too much on her because I could rip her, but she's a kid. Like, leave that. Let that be that. Though, she's a kid. And did y'all not gonna talk about the wig on my sister who is pink?
Wait, who?
Pink Panther. It's like her friend that was in the video when she was doing Ice Spice was dressed like Pink Panther. And the wig was crazy. But at the end of the day, nobody talking about that. They too busy looking at Ice Spice. They need to worry about Pink Panthers at the same time.
I don't think nobody's worried about Ice Spice, really.
No, they're worried about Ice Spice as in Northwest. They need to worry about her little friend who had that crazy wig on.
Please.
How about that?
No, I think Ice Spice is cool. And like, I don't think anybody's like saying like, oh, she's... Like how they were doing Cardi B when WAP was coming on with Megan Thee Stallion. Like, it's not like that. Like, my daughter can't be like... But I don't know. Like, I get what you guys are saying.
Like, I just don't think we should be worried about.
That's what I'm like. That's the thing. Like, I don't think people should be worried. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, my kids, even if they're online. Because at the same time, like, I get what everybody's coming from. You know what I mean? But,
man, she just need a fence to problem solve. Her and John Moran, man, if they just make some fences, that'd be all right.
Who's the second person?
John Morant. He plays for the Grizzlies. He flashed a gun in a strip club, and he's literally an NBA star. Yeah. They just need some fences.
But people just don't understand that when I get a gun.
Okay.
I'm not going to be at the strip club, but I'm really, like, road rage to the max. Like, just don't try me tonight. Just don't try me anywhere. How about that?
We can get into the makeup.
Oh.
Oh, well. Felicia's back, and the makeup is gorgeous. How about that?
She is giving.
Anyway, not too much. Alright, you wanna talk about your fashion takes?
Yeah.
I just want to start by saying I don't have fashion takes because I'm not a fashion girl.
I think you should start participating because I think but you have insight, and I don't care.
I don't think I have insight because I'm not a fashion girl.
Well, what do you think we're about to talk about?
And I just say if it's good or bad. I'm not like okay, but yes, I wouldn't be like
No. All right, but at least you know when what that is. You're gonna know.
Yeah, no, that's what I say. I'm like, this is awful. Like that shit looks crazy. Right. But you know.
Said the hem. Please.
So you know how to get it.
Right. Yeah.
I just don't think I have much of an input because I just
bad and will look good.
Right. Exactly. But okay, I don't think like I don't think I'm gonna have much to say. Go ahead.
I don't really have any fashion takes. I just want to talk about like fashion in general. Oh. Like as a thing. Do you have any fashion takes? Consult.
Ins and outs right now.
Yeah, man. I could do that. Go crazy.
We doing in and out.
No, just some fashion in and outs.
Yeah.
By Ken. To lead us into the conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, this is just into this conversation. Fashion ins, denim. Just because I feel like denim should be worn more. It's very, like, sustainable. You can wear it more than once a week. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm actually working on a denim collection right now. My favorite, like, I don't know why, but, like, I just love, like, denim skirts. And, mm-hmm. like, I'm trying to rework, like, a denim jacket. I remember when I was in high school, I wore a full denim fit, like, literally with different denims, like, I know, terrible, but, like, it was just, like, I don't know, there's something about it.
Yeah, it feels cool, but I definitely always love wearing denim, and that's why I think we should bring it back. I think proportionizing and maximalism is going to make a comeback in this season specifically. I feel like when I talk about proportionizing, I mean, like, how people present their bodies, like, cropped shit or like baggy pants, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's gonna be a lot of different proportions and like in street fashion, how people present themselves in terms of like trends and how they're set.
Sometimes, as like somebody who makes clothes, it feels like you can't make anything. Like, at least in my brain, it's like you see all this shit, and then it's like, damn, like what isn't there? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like, I really
have a vision. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you work with references, because I think that's what fashion is, and that's what making clothes is.
It's not just
making something.
Being inventive, right? Like, straight out the, yeah.
You have to, like, put in the work to, like, get the reference, and then put your own twist.
Spin on it, right. Because, I don't know if it's just, I think I'm too creative, but I just don't like the reworking of, like, not classic items, but, like, I don't, like, and they get so much hype, like, somebody does, like, a fake Bape sweater, or, like, people who make, like, you know, shit like that, and, like, just change a few details, like, I don't really, like, see that as that creative, not even, like, I don't even know how to explain it, like, you know, all the, like, the fake Nikes coming out. Like, not fake Nikes, but, like, people just, like, you know, making their own, like, shoe. Yeah, and, like, some are, like, lit. Like, some are cool. But it's, like, some are just, like, you know, they change, like, put a lightning bolt, and then they're like, oh, right. I'm selling them for $500, y'all. Come get them. And people are getting them. But it's, like, do people want that? Or is it, like, people don't know what they want? Like, people are just copying it for hype.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a market of people who don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they see shit on fashion and, like, on Instagram and, like, whatever, they see their ads and stuff, and they, like, pick and take.
Yeah.
I do that, too. I'm guilty of that.
No, me too. I've fallen for trends before. But it's, like, it's I don't know, there's certain things and, like, that type of fashion community where it's just, like, somebody can, like, get big just off of, like, making, like, Louis V, like, shirt dupes.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, taking fucking Static Shock and putting him on a shirt and then selling it. Like, is that creative, like, or is that, you know?
It's not creative, but I do it as, like, okay, that's that person's merch. You get what I mean?
Like, yeah.
At least that's how I view it. If you, okay, if merch. You view that as art, okay, good for you. But, like, for me, I feel like when it comes to making clothes, making pieces, it has to be, like, you're putting in the work and, like, you're thinking about what you're going to put
that's out. That's my take on fashion. Like, that's like somebody taking Sonic and just putting them on a shirt and then putting, like, their brand, like, right. Sonic's font. Like, that's not, like, that crazy. Like, mm-hmm. Not anybody could think of that, but it's, like, anybody could do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, my thing with fashion is, like, you need to, like, I like reworks. Like, I really like Ass Pizza because he reworks. Like, he goes to the thrift store or, you know, Flea, wherever. Buys a whole bunch of clothes and make it, you know, from these cheap things that nobody wants and rework it until, like you know, like a beautiful masterpiece. Yeah. Yeah, that patchwork and all that type of stuff. So, like, that's what made me start making denim tote bags, like taking denim from the thrift store. The first denim that I took that I made into a tote bag was these pair of jeans that me and Al actually painted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped wearing them because they have paint splatter all over them. But, at the time, though, they were lit. Like, that was definitely probably one of my first creations of, like, do something, like, for me. Like, and, like, fashion. Yeah, and
then, I think I have vivid memories of, like, doing different shit. Like, I was telling Al today how I used to, like, my mom used to get me, like, joggers for high school, and I didn't like wearing joggers.
We have opposite lives. I wanted joggers so bad, but my mom would not give me joggers.
No, I literally, because I wanted, like, the cut dickies, you know, it's like the skinny dickies. Yeah.
That is so crazy.
That is crazy. So I cut the bottom of my joggers off.
Smart.
So it could be like the cut, but it never looked that good. Yeah. I used to tuck it into my socks and it was just weird. It was just really weird. But like at the time I was like, okay, I'm doing something different. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not wearing joggers, I'm not wearing
pants. Right.
You don't know what I'm wearing.
Right.
But like that was, I remember even, like, younger than that, probably, like, 7th grade, wearing, like, a denim vest and fucking camo cargo pants.
Yeah.
And, like, I was eating. Like, you get what I mean? Like, those trends that carried along, I chose those decisions because I wanted to present myself a certain way, even when I was younger.
Yeah, I feel like I've never tried to dress like anybody, really. I feel like I always dressed the same way. I just started wearing stuff that I like. So, like,
yeah,
I find, like, you know, I go more towards, like, items that are, like, crew necks, t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really wear button-ups or v-necks or stuff like that. So, I really go for stuff that I usually wear and then find, like, if there's a cropped crew neck, I'm fucking with it. Like, it's still a crew neck. It's just cropped or, you know what I'm saying? Like, some pants that are, like, you know, too big or too skinny, like, they still fine, you know what I mean?
Right. I just feel like you have to figure out what you want to wear and how you want to wear. Like, when it comes to, like, the everyday outfit, right? That's what I think. When everybody's, like, when you wake up and you're going to pick out your outfit.
Mm.
People are like, okay, shirts and pants or whatever they may think goes with colors or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know
what to do. There's so many people who put on a full tracksuit, like, and be like, nah, I'm fitted up right now.
Right.
Like, I'm going stupid, like. And if you're not wearing a Juicy One or a Nike Tech, like, right, I'm sorry, it's not fitted up. You're wearing a full Puma tracksuit with the zipper open, you look crazy.
Be like, a little serious. You know what I mean? Yeah, you look fucking crazy.
If you got on a full tracksuit with the white stripe on the side, you look crazy. Like, you gotta mix and match. You gotta wear the track jacket with the jeans, you know what I'm saying? The track pants with just the white tee on top. You don't have to put the jacket on. You can throw on a black hoodie. I forgot.
Oh, the everyday outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, like, but it comes to, like, picking your everyday outfit, I feel like what I do specifically and what I know, like, other people who are in fashion and do fashion or style or whatever do, it's not about, like, well, it is about, like, color scheme or whatever, but that's, like, a later step, I feel.
Mm.
You have to figure out, like, how do you want the clothes to fit on your body first? You know what I mean? Like, how do you want to present in terms of how do you want it to fit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, do you want it to be boxy on top? Do you want it wide legs so it accentuates your legs? Do you want skinny legs so it accentuates your shoes? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's different parts.
Damn, that's how I be thinking. That's crazy because I don't even, like, I didn't think of it like that, but that's literally how I think every day.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I'm gonna wear the my ones with the skinnies because I like, but I could wear my ones with like these with the, too because right. It still look good.
Yeah, man, so that's like crazy. That's how I think about like constructing an outfit. That's how most people, if you're not really keen to fashion, you should think about doing first and then doing the colors later, because I feel like people get caught up in like trying to match the colors. I do that a lot because I don't like looking a mess, but at the same time, I realized that like sometimes looking a little messy is cool in terms of giving an outfit. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, if something doesn't go in your brain in terms of the color scheme, it goes in terms of how it looks.
Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense. Because, like, if you see somebody's outfit and it's full red, you're going to be like, okay, you look crazy.
Yeah.
But if you see somebody that's, like, you know, all mixed up, but, you know what I'm saying, they got it on. Yeah,
right.
And it's an actual fit. You're not even going to be like, oh, right. Why they got on so many colors? Right. Like, you're going to be like, oh, they got on a fit.
You know what I mean? So, that's how I think of trying to construct an outfit and, like, making sure you're shopping for your body. And even if you can't shop for your body, like, say you're poor and you have to thrift for whatever you got and you're bigger or you're skinny or whatever. The fucking cleaners, they sew shit up for like $5.
I was just about to say, if you're thrifting, definitely off that shit. Like, if it's not super expensive, like if it's not some $700 Isuvi jeans, right. Bro, go get them altered, go cut them up. Like, you could buy another pair. Like, you can.
And even if they are a designer item, go get them tailored.
You can get them to fit.
Go get them fitted to you.
At Nordstrom, if you're bougie.
Have that piece for a long time, because I feel like that's what I like to do. I like to, whenever I do find good pieces, I like to, like, keep them so I know, like, okay, even if it doesn't fit me now, maybe I can alter it later.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I can make it fit some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, I don't really throw away pieces because they don't really look good by itself. I'll be like, okay, maybe I can make a fit with this later.
No, I definitely have, like, a hold on my clothes. Like, I have so many t-shirts that they don't fit me at all. Like, my arms are too big for them, and I can't throw them out. I can't. They're literally too hard. Like, I can't donate them. Like, I want to sell them, but I'm like, no, I want to give these to my kids. But, like, I don't have space for, like, nothing in my damn, you know what I'm saying, dresser. But it's just so hard to let go of clothes. I can't let go of, like, any of my clothes. Like, I love all my clothes. Like, the only time I can let it go of is I really, like, have to sit and think about it. But, like, yeah, no, I don't. I haven't worn it.
We gotta get rid of a lot of shit.
We gotta do like a big Depop sale and just put a whole bunch of shit up.
Yeah.
I'd be too addicted to my clothes.
But yeah, I think when it comes to fashion, that's what I think about, sensibilities and how they translate on your body. If you want to talk about stuff. Like, you can even take shit from Pinterest and be like, okay, if that looks good on her, right? Or him, whoever. How would that translate to how it would look on me if I'm a different body shape?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or what can I wear to try to get that kind of outfit?
Yeah, that you kind know of what look.
I
mean?
How can I construct this outfit instead of going to buy the whole outfit by itself?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what people get mistaken. They're like, I need that dress.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that dress. You can get a dress like it and make it like that dress.
And that's what I kind of like teach Nayeli, is like, you don't have to like have this exact item. You can have an item that's similar and like make it your own. And honestly, like, sometimes like one thing can be trendy, but you can find another thing that is way more like, you know, durable and has more accessibility in that item than, you know what I'm saying, half of these items that do go crazy like that. Like Kipling, bro. Like, Kipling bags are crazy. Like, that's a great laptop bag. It has so many pockets, like, even inside, just individual, but, you know what I'm saying? People walking right past Kipling. How do you get together an outfit, huh? Like, when you wake up? But, like, okay, like, this is, like, high school, like, 2017. Right, like, you about to go to the bowling alley, like.
BK.
Like, BK.
Before
Ken. Like, how are you putting together an outfit?
I go through eras of fashion. I feel like in that sort of time, I was very, like, ready to wear, because I was a dancer. Like,
I was just about to say, you was just the nigga to type throw anything on, to be
like,
honest.
Because I at any point I could have practice, and I have to leave the situation right now. So, it was always, like, I don't know. It was always just ready, like, something comfortable and ready to move
in. All right, so what about when you started getting money? Like, what kind of clothes were you buying?
No clothes at all.
No? None.
No clothes at all. Like I said, I don't have many, like, things on fashion because, like, I never really spent my time or, like...
I feel like that's crazy because, like, you be fitted, though. He's kind of fitted up right now. That's what I'm saying. Like, you be fitted. Like, you be fitted with stuff. So it's hard to believe, but it honestly be like the people like that sometimes, you know what I mean? Like
I don't have a style. Like, I just see a shirt and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna put that shirt on. And then I just build around that shirt. Like, okay, I don't know, like, it's just really, or like, I already have something I know I wanna wear. Like, I'm like, yeah. Like, I really wanna wear that coat, so I'm gonna wear that coat and whatever I wanna wear with that coat.
Yeah, I will say that he does that. Like, if he has something he really wants to wear, I will be like, okay, I'll include that
and
whatever outfit
that's
yeah, but if
are
it's
you,
like,
are you really picking
the
eyes
out? No, I am.
No, but
majority
no,
of the time that we go out, I am picking out.
Yeah, no, but like on sometimes, days where like
sometimes he
does
like
no, like yeah, no, like but most.
I know it's not every day, but
yeah, no, most of the time that's when reoccurring. I just put my own things on, like it's really just a regular shirt and like cute jeans.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Like, I feel like that's a good style. Simple. Like, yeah. That's a, like...
But I have
some...
a very simple... I'm not
but
a maximalist
like,
or...
But clothes have... They kind of speak for us themselves. You know
yeah, I mean? We wear very unique pieces. Like, you're not going to see us in a plain Hollister tee.
Right.
We like, got on
even
some...
Even if you're wearing a plain tee, you're wearing baggy fucking...
Yeah, sweats. And you got on moon boots, right. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, like, I don't know. Like, I was telling Ken today that I used to love a LeBron. Like, the sneakers.
Believe, I had a pair of LeBrons. No, I had a purple pair.
I used to have so many.
You had mad LeBrons? Only
yes,
had one.
Because I was. I gave you a pair.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, they were green. They were fierce. I just so was telling Ken that I think it was just because I was fat and I was proportionizing. You know, like that looked good on my feet. And it didn't. No, literally, because my feet, I was so fat. But if I had a fat sneaker, nobody would look down at my shoe if I had a. If I had a fat sneaker, they're not looking at my body, looking at the fat sneaker. So
wow.
With the camo pants, yeah. it would camo really like pants. It's like I was really trying to hide in plain sight.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it was. I mean, it's skipping. It's fashion.
You know, I hated Kobe's in high school.
Really? I didn't really know too much about anything really. Like I just started finding out like about brands and all that stuff. Probably like 8th grade, bruh. When I was in 8th grade, they were like Adidas pants was the wave. I literally, my mom wouldn't let me go to the mall.
God.
I had to get somebody to buy me Adidas pants, and then
my
they
mom refused to this day, like
to wear your Adidas pants.
I promise you, like everybody and their mother was wearing these pants.
Yo, our
and
God.
That with Roshi's. On
God,
you know,
and I didn't even have like the black and white ones. Mine were like gray and gray, but I was, I wore them. I would, yeah, I had them. I wore them, bro. Those, I know why people wear them, bro. Those Adidas pants, like the little slim ones, are comfortable. They got zipper pockets. Yeah. Like I get why.
I stole a pair of fake ones from my cousin.
Please,
Like gear and shit, whatever.
No, those Adidas pants were so hard.
Yeah, no, but like everybody
so
in their
hard.
Mother wore them. When I tell you, everybody at school was hitting up with them, and even if they had like ISS or whatever, they would be like, okay.
We had an Adidas pants day at my school. We were like, nah, on this day we all wearing our Adidas pants.
That is dumb funny.
And we all, and it was at this school right over here.
Nah, it was this way. Okay, everybody wear your black and white Adidas pants with your black and white Roshi's. Okay?
And we
wear a fly hoodie. If you're not wearing a fly hoodie, you're getting the fuck out.
First of all, uniform is trash.
Garbage.
Yo,
garbage.
Nah, because we was wearing the Adidas pants with the polo, like.
But that's why you wore the hoodie. It was fucking the outfit up. You know you had to wear the hoodie.
I'm dead. Nah, we didn't even get a flick or nothing. We dead just did it to do it, like. Dead ass.
Used to be a thing.
We came to school in khakis, took them off. It was done.
And
gym class, and we never went back, yo.
Just like that. I ran a mile.
They were like, "Where y'all pants at? What are you talking about?" I said, "Adidas pants." Like, y'all bugging. That's crazy. No, but that was definitely like probably my first introduction to fashion was Adidas pants because I wanted those Adidas pants bad. No, but my mom wouldn't let me go to the mall like I was saying earlier. So I literally had my friends like. like Alex, I had him go to the mall and buy me like a fucking crew neck from Against All Odds, and I didn't know what he was gonna bring back. Literally sneaky fashion, sneaky fashion. But that, but that's what I was literally giving him $40. I was like, all right, go to the mall for me and get some heat, and he'll come back with some heat. And I had, like, you know what I'm saying, a few. I had to hide my shit from my mom. I had an iPod, had to hide it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She just didn't want to give me nothing. I damn. Had
to hide
it.
No, for real.
Yeah, like, my mom was.
No, that, at some point, we literally was on Broad Street, and you literally just was like, how much for the bill?
I had to buy my own iPhone.
No, you had to get the SIM card, too. You got the.
Yeah, I had my. Yeah, in high school, I literally had my own phone plan.
Like, literally, just on Broad Street, like, who told you to do that? Like, you're literally grown as hell. Like, who told you to go get a damn phone?
Yeah, I'm gonna go get a phone. Yo, I did all the research, too. Okay. Why was your
mom
like,
I got this plan.
No,
you
I
had a debit card?
Because like,
shit.
That's too much.
I think it was cash.
No, because as a grown adult, why were you letting a 16-year-old just
get a phone, buy an iPhone, and then go get it turned on.
Probably stolen. That was sold to you, and then you're just gonna be like, "Well,
imagine they scammed you and they're like, oh, you gotta like twist the SIM card."
Please, no, I had the SE. My shit was crazy.
You know, it's late.
And that was my first iPhone. I bought it, but that was a trend too. I wanted an iPhone so bad.
My mother wanted an iPhone at one point in time.
Yeah, definitely. I bet that was the phone that everybody wanted. I had the 4.
I had the 5.
And I got an Android. And then the 5C came out, and I was like, yo.
The 5C slayed, but it was just like, it didn't have the fingerprints.
Yo, no, the 6 Plus was when they went stupid. Yeah, that.
No, when they came out with the Plus, the girls couldn't handle nobody. They say, yeah, I got a Plus. Hold on, let me get my iPad.
Like, if you had a normal iPhone, it was over. Like, you needed the Plus.
Dude, I was just like, oh my God, I can't even see. Wow.
Well, I agree. Like, whoa. Quite frankly, I agree. Because now that I have a Plus, I'm never going back to a small.
Yeah, no.
I mean, my phone may be small.
Once I went from the SE to the Plus, it was done.
She's petite. She's small. Don't do that.
You know what phone I actually have for a little while? The 7. I had a 7, but it was only for like a few months. And I went from the 5 to the 7 to the phone I got now, the XS Max. I'm about to upgrade, though, because
I had the 5 to the 6 Plus to the 7, and I had the 7 for a few years. And then I think that's when I got the 10.
I had a 5C, then an Android.
I remember the Android.
Yeah, it was kind of fierce. It was rather fierce, though. No, it wasn't.
No, his wasn't a regular Android phone. He actually had a lit Android.
My phone broke, and then DeAndre was refusing to buy me another iPhone. So she said she would buy me the brand new Android. And I was like, I guess. So then I got that one, and I hated it.
I hated it. I was like, no, I just keep my crack phone.
Believe, finger bleeding, like I swear.
No, that shit, like, I hated it. It was the worst. But
right. You can mod so many games on that thing. You can have so many tokens on Subway Surfers with an Android.
Right, boots. Anyway,
I go. It's that camera. My first Snapchat was definitely on an Android, and I was not snapping nobody. I could go all the way to my first Snapchat memory, and you can see the quality. I'll show you guys later. It was this lady, actually. She flipped her car in the yard, but the quality is crazy.
Like, why is that the first picture?
Yeah. I think that's when Snapchat memories, like first dropped. Yeah, her old ass flipped the car, like, because the yard is, like, on a downhill.
You said memory.
So, she was driving, the car was literally upside down. Oh, this. No, I think I just took a picture and then took, like, a little sticker. It was, like, a Monday, like,
same shit. Like, literally, tonight. Well, we're at 53 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, we have more topics, or should we finish?
We're literally about to be at it.
Maybe it's the lit episode for them. I mean, you guys want to wrap it up?
What is the audience consistent at? We'll let you guys decide. We'll wait.
No, take your time.
Yeah, no, but what y'all want to do? We on what y'all want.
I don't even have Snapchat.
Well, there.
there you have it.
That boom. Picture is done.
Boom, there it is. There it is. Okay, are we concluding?
Yeah, we can do in and outs. We can save the rest for... What else do we have? Oh, we have... Why don't you get a cat? We can do that real quick. Should you get a cat? Yes.
Yeah.
You should get a cat.
That's it. All right. In and out.
Period.
Cats.
Cats.
Yeah.
I think we said...
Who run the world? Cats.
Yeah. What's in? In is definitely being active.
Okay. What does that mean, though?
Like, just... I don't know. Just getting up.
Oh.
Like, just get up and...
I think you meant, like, active on social media.
Oh, no.
That opposite, that's yeah, out?
That's out.
Okay, good.
Being active in your day. Like, right. just get up and, like, at least, like, walk around your room or something. Or right, just stretch. Like, you know, because sometimes I feel like we get in the habit of, like, because so many people, like, work and they're so tired and if they get a day off, they're, like, sleeping or, like, like, not doing anything that they don't want to do.
Okay, sub, so, like...
Right, like...
Okay.
But like just get up and like, you know, walk around, you know, stretch.
Right.
Just,
okay.
Just get your day.
Thanks.
Like what else is in lights.
Lights are in?
Yeah.
What kind of lights?
Colorful.
Like the got.
No, not the
okay. Lights. I mean I was just saying.
No. I think just personalized lights. Like just having fun, colorful lights is fun.
I like that. I feel like you put me on that wave. Ever since I seen the lights that you had at Morgan, I was like, I didn't even know they made lights like that.
It was like,
you know, I was like, what?
Yeah, I was ahead of the trend.
Yeah, definitely. That was before the LED lights, to be honest.
Yeah, that was before the girls, you know, was getting nutty. I had a color changing light bulb. I used to gag the children every time.
I used to have one in my room.
Wait, gag the children every.
No, it was crazy. It was lit.
I used to gag the kids. They used to come in there just to you know get the vibe. And I was just like, yeah, y'all, not too much because I'm tired.
I'm tired.
No, I'm like, I'm too tired, y'all. Like, get out. Like,
please.
Yeah, that's in for me. What's out is being active on social media, even though I just posted a picture, but...
No, you, that's okay.
You know, I just posted a picture, but...
Posted a picture.
It's just promo.
Yeah, no, I just...
But after you post a picture, you gotta log out and delete
No,
that.
But my thing is, I only post pictures just so the world can see me. Like, I just don't know what else to do.
So we don't know you're missing, that's all.
No, not even just that. Like, I just love... I'd be loving the pictures, and I'm like, I just need somebody else to see this. Like, I just can't keep looking at this by myself. Everybody gotta look at it collectively. That's right. What I think. That's the only reason I post, but... So I got, like, I'm on the discovery page looking at somebody pour chocolate into, like, a machine.
Okay.
Yeah. what is out? Puzzles. Sorry about it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I kind of got you one for Christmas, so.
I know, because I'm going to finish that one. But then once that's done.
This is, like, a big sub, like.
No. I just think puzzles are a lot. And they get everywhere. If you don't take proper care of them. If you're going to take proper care of them, then they're in.
Right.
If you're like me and your cat is gonna
eat some of the pieces.
I'm
yeah.
gonna say eat the pieces, then you know it can't be in. It can't. So yeah, that's just something.
Perkin.
I took the mic and I stood up. I don't know. Out, like you said, being active on social media, but not like. Like, you know, yeah, not dead. But I guess, I don't know. Because I'm kind of dead on social media. I haven't posted in a while.
Yeah, me too.
And like, you're still liking and retweeting. And, yeah. You know, doing certain
and being active on, like, in the community. Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's true. I guess, I don't know. My, what's in is making nice. Being nice. I feel like everybody's just being nicer to each other. And we need to relax and, like, relax. Like, we're in a really stressful time in the world. So, chill and make sure, like, we're treating people like people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What else is in reading? Reading okay. is fundamental. I think we said this, like, 3 episodes ago. But I do think that everyone should read and, like, honestly, because I think that they're... Oh, I'm going to get into something deep. Never mind. Smelling good, looking good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just doing things this year to elevate. So.
As you should.
One more in is Superpower by Frank Ocean and Beyonce.
Okay. It's very much in. Like, it's so, it's like a really good song, and like, it's so underrated. Period. Yeah. Wait, really good.
Yeah. I don't think I heard it.
No. Like, try what's your in and out.
What's in? Glock 40 Spaz, Free Him, Reworks, Getting Your Hands Dirty, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Getting on the Sewing Machine. Guns Are In? Like, okay.
Protecting your home.
Oh, self defense. Yeah. Okay. Self defense is in.
Not just random.
I was about to say, just guns? Just upping it?
You know, you're just in the street like this. Your gun. Your gun.
Like, y'all got y'all guns? Like, oh, where y'all gun at?
With
like,
no gun? Here, take this one. I always keep it extra.
Oh, was like, hold on. Okay. No, guns aren't in.
Home defense. Let me
yeah, break. That's definitely in.
Oh, and if you have no kids,
home defense. Yeah. No kids are in?
No.
Oh.
Gun in the house with kids.
Is out? Or that's in? Yeah, if I have kids, I can't have a gun?
No, it's out.
How am I going to defend my kids?
Kids are stupid. So don't have kids.
I was having this argument with Nayeli the other night. Not an argument, but just conversation. Like, debate. If the gun is in a lockbox, uh-huh. Inside a safe.
Yeah, inside of another safe.
Inside of another safe.
Behind
where,
the cabinet.
Right, right. The Scooby under the bed. Door. In the secret evil lair. Yeah. Behind the Batmobile. How
he
is it?
The president's eye. Go ahead.
How is the kid gonna just wander on the gun and get it?
Is up your ass as a parent. So even when you don't think he's watching.
First of all, think about this. In the future, we're about to have super babies. Some shit, that 11-year-old is about to be behind you in that invisible suit.
The iPad.
Hey, mama.
Is not playing.
Hey, mama. Behind you.
The iPad babies are hacking our Instagram.
They're on TikTok literally learning how to make that invisible suit, mama. They behind you. They know the pin. They know the pin to every safe in every house.
But, like, really, though?
So you should just worry about that.
I go to the safe and the pin has changed. I'm like, hold on.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you trying to get in there? Hold on.
Oh, you want the gun? Oh, all right, hold on.
Let me move this in my room.
Let me go get it. Oh, you, oh, you wanted the gun? Oh.
I forgot to change the pin. He's like, oh, I forgot to tell you the new pin. Don't change it on your gun.
Like, yeah. What?
You know, because that's like, I want to have a panic room. And then imagine somebody changed the fucking lock. Like, we trying to get in the panic room, and they're like, "Oh my god, I forgot! I was just in there. Like, wait, I forgot the pen. Wait, what's the pen? Like,
please,
no, because wait. I remember one time it was during a hurricane, and we have no light. I swear, right? And the only thing we had that was basically charged was my phone.
Wait, what?
Only thing that was charged was my phone. Why did I forget the password?
Because you're so fucking dumb. How the fuck did you forget the fucking password? Oh my god, you were just fucking using the last fucking thing. Oh my god.
No, because
now you can fucking have your phone, bitch.
No, because literally, like, everybody was so mad. Oh, because the thing was,
imagine I forgot my password.
No, because the thing was,
you would have
got
sister dope.
Kept guessing my password, getting my phone. I'm like, oh my god, like, I'm just gonna change it to random numbers. I remember, I swear. Power went out. No.
Hurricane Sandy.
So, you know, it's crazy. So, we literally had to use just, like, my lock screen as the light and then my DS, which was on low battery, as I was playing, like, Mario or something. So,
but, I mean, you can't really call. I mean, you could call, but what the fuck were they going
to
do?
No, I mean, nothing. Like, we just, that was it. We was about to be in the dark real quick. Luckily, the DS didn't die when the lights came on. So, everything worked out in the end.
That's really it.
I would say.
Okay. Watching yourself play the game. Okay, your phone is locked, so you need to get off that. You need to go unlock that phone.
Like, it's my turn. Worry about that phone.
No, because I really didn't know the password, y'all. Like, everybody was pissed off. Everybody was pissed off. Like, everybody was so mad. I'm just like, well, what are we gonna do? Like, I don't know the password.
Yeah, I can't just be mad at me.
No, and
like,
then we just had to call to get the new password in the morning. Duh. Like, duh. Tell her to stop guessing my password. How about that?
Because that's just like, if she was doing all that,
then what's out is complicated as passwords. Like, bitch, just scan my face, sell my data, and let me unlock my phone. I'm not trying to type in all those numbers. That's out. And I think that's it. Like, I'm done. All
right. Well, this is in Black Boys in Motion. Everybody say bye with a fancy greeting.
Aloha.
Kandiru kan.
Good day. Fierce, right? Yeah.